This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Demonstrators in Myanmar again took to the streets today to protest last month's seizure of power by the military. As foreign ministers of Southeast Asian countries prepared to meet to discuss the political crises, the planned special meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations comes in the wake of worsening violence in Myanmar. The country's new military rulers over the weekend escalated their use of deadly force and mass arrests to try to quash protests against the February 1st coup that ousted the elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. Tear gas was used again today against protesters who gathered in Yangon, the country's biggest city. In the meantime, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said on Monday that she hopes to use Washington's presidency of the United Nations Security Council in March to push for more intense discussions on Myanmar. In addition, the United States warned Myanmar's military rulers on Monday that it would take more action if the country's security forces continue to kill unarmed people and attack journalists and activists. The governor of Nigeria's northwestern Zamfara state said that 279 schoolgirls abducted last week from a boarding school have been released. Gunmen abducted the girls from the government girls' junior secondary school on Friday in the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of the students in the West African nation. Abutu Yaro is the police commissioner of Zamfara.
The processes and the events that took place in that night is still the subject of an ongoing police inquiry. And as soon as we conclude our investigation with respect to how, when, why, and the general procedure that informed the situation,